Now, to Killarney next, where I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Councillor Donal Grady and by Cathaoirleach of Killarney Municipal District, Councillor Niall Kelleher, to talk about a very ambitious development for an area of the town at Doreen, the development of a sports facility and associated works. Good morning and welcome to both of you. I'll start with you first of all, Councillor Mayor Niall Kelleher. Tell us what's been proposed for Doreen Killarney.
Yeah, so this is a site that most of it has been dedicated to Kerry Stars by the former Killarney Town Council in relation to a development of a facility there on their behalf.
And the Kerry Stars are the Special Olympics Club, aren't they?
The Special Olympics Club, correct. That is 100% correct, yes. So there was a fund, a Ukrainian recognition fund, which was launched by the government, which allocated 4.5 million approximately to Kerry. And you'll see that that fund was announced there recently, and just short of €1 million has been awarded to this project. Now, the project has to be up and running and mostly complete within the next 18 months. So there's a parties planning application which is being initiated by Kerry County Council for the development of a facility to effectively courts and other ancillary facilities and a room for the judo club, where the facility will be shared among the Kerry Stars Special Olympics, St. Paul's Basketball Club and the judo club. In line with that is also permission for a playground facility which will be open to the public. That will need to be funded via different means, but it has been connected to this. And obviously the ancillary parking and access to this development in Doreen. So it's a very, very welcome development and one that has been very much on the cards for a number of years in relation to providing services for the sports and recreation of Special Olympics teams here in Kerry. And it's great to have other clubs getting involved and utilising a facility to its full potential.
And people can can make observations, can't they, to Kerry County Council up to Wednesday, July 12th?
Yeah, so it's open for public consultation at the moment. It's open for, it's very much like a planning process, but rather than the decision being made by the planners and the executive and the council, it is brought before the elected members, the seven, Donal, myself and our other five colleagues in Killarney Municipal District for approval in relation to the facility. And the local authority will answer any queries or observations that are made during that process, and it is envisaged that it would come before us very quickly after the closing date of submissions to be received.
And that's why it's called the Part 8, because of its because of the different planning application
planning
system
process
exactly, yes. Process. Joined on the line as well by Councillor Donal Grady. Councillor Grady, what's your reaction?
Hello Trasa, hello Niall, and Trasa, thanks for having me, and it's always nice to say hello to you, you know, on Radio Kerry. And I won't be for too long more. I'll be resigning, you know, at the end of this month. And but my son Martin will take over, hopefully, that he will be put in by my fellow colleagues. Anyway, I certainly welcome this project to Killarney. It is very welcome. And above all, the Kerry Stars. Now, we had a lot of debate, you know, prior to 2014. And the most important thing was get Kerry Stars on board. We need them. Now, at least, Kerry Stars are... There is something... There's light at the end of the tunnel for them. Now, the only thing I will say is make sure it's checked out, because the rest of the land was to be given to affordable housing, low density, and that was prior to 2014. Now, there's other clubs, there's other this and that. The most important club we have here are Kerry Stars. Once they're seen after, that's the main... The main base of that site, you know, and we had a lot of plans for that, but we certainly were to build affordable houses, low density in that area. So all I'm saying is make sure that is that will be sorted with the other clubs and whatever else, judo clubs. It's lovely to see all that coming on board.
So are you saying are you saying, Donal, that there still needs to be that affordable housing in tandem with this development?
What I'm saying is this. That was the agreement before prior to 2014. That was, and which was left at that until now. All I'm saying is that I welcome what's happening, and above all the Kerry staff. But the agreement that was done with the Killarney Town Council was the rest of the land would be used for affordable housing. Now remember this, the most important thing of all this is public land. All of this. Now whoever is coming on board must be there. It is public land. It is owned by the Kerry County Council now. All I'm saying is there's a few little things, glitches to make sure they're straightened out. We're in badly need of housing, but we're in badly need of also playgrounds and different things. I welcome that. And the most important thing is Kerry Stars are up there in front and they should be.
I'll leave the final word.
I welcome.
I'll leave the final word. Thank you, Donal. I'll leave the final word to Cathaoirleach Luke of Killarney Municipal District, Niall Kelleher.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic facility, Trust. I suppose one of the things that's raised, and we've raised it with the council executive at the moment, is very much the access into the facility and ensuring that everything is done, because this is phase one of a project and there's phase two of the lands at the back that would hope to be expanded and developed as further funding would come in place. And I would very much welcome the negotiations now in relation to phase two, because there's a piece of land there belong to Killarney Celtic FC, which I think will be very important for the entire development of the site. And I do think that while I will be supportive of this Part 8, I will be raising a number of issues that will be exceptionally important, because as the HSE field, that the local authority is in very advanced negotiations in relation to a proposal of a housing scheme which is right across the road from this. So access, both vehicular, pedestrian and cyclist, is going to be exceptionally important to this part of town, which will be developing a very welcome development, but it's important that we develop the appropriate services and access into the site. So there are issues that I have raised through this process, and I'm very much hopeful that when it comes before us, elected members, that the local authority will have taken it on board in relation to proposals. A very welcome facility for Kerry Stars in the first instance, and the other clubs who have helped to make it all a reality.